Before we get to our readings today on our moment of joy, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. We only have 2 weeks left of Lent, and I hope that it's been a reflective time and a giving time and a prayerful time. And I hope that you have enjoyed your Lent, I guess is the right word, and that you have grown as a person of God, and that you and God are on a much better term now. So I just wanted to encourage you and tell you, you've almost got this and we can do this. So our readings today come from Numbers 21, 4 through 9, Psalm 102, 2 and 3, 16 through 18, 19 through 21, and John 8, 21 through 30. And the name of this is called Strange Remedy. Then you will realize that I am. That's John 8:28. Many of the Israelites were dying from the punishment of seraph serpents. Moses confesses to the Lord that they have sinned and prays that the Lord take the seraphs away, which he does. What happens to those remaining who have already been bitten? The Lord prescribes a strange remedy. Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Impending death, albeit spiritual, comes up in John 8 today. Jesus teaches, if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. He tells the Jews, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. We know that Jesus indeed would be lifted up on the cross. This symbol of death becomes a symbol of life. The cross shows us not only the consequence of sin, but the extreme to which God will go out of love to redeem us from sin. Do you wear a cross? Do you have a crucifix in your home? Meditating on Jesus' passion is one of the methods recommended by the saints to lead to heartfelt repentance. Look to it. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.